Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And a good Friday evening, late evening, but not too late, for the High School Scoreboard Show. Welcome in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw, along with Chris Parker, we're in the Midtown Atlanta studios. The night as games are taking place, we're getting to the late part of the schedule. And I tell you what, folks, it's great to be back in the house with the Scoreboard Show. As we get down to the last couple of weeks of the regular season, get set for postseason time. Chris Parker, what's going on? What are your thoughts on what you've seen this evening?
Man, first and foremost, Dom, is it not good to hear Sam Crenshaw back in the studio on the show?
For sure.
My goodness, Sam, we have missed you, my friend.
I've missed the show as well. I really have. I've been keeping up with it. You guys have been holding it down. Got to give a shout-out to the crew. You guys have been holding it down in my absence, and just great to be back with the scores and just bring some things down to folks. We're going to be here up until midnight, and a lot of games are going final. We're going to get some reports from our reporters who are out around the area. We're going to get – and also talk to a few coaches as well, Chris. But your thoughts on what we've seen, seen this evening so far and how things are playing out.
Well, I mean, you got a lot of good games. You know, setting up a battle in South Georgia – next week with Lowndes with a big win tonight over Richmond Hill. Valdosta beats Tift. Lowndes 9-0. Valdosta 8-1. They're playing for the region championship next week in the Wintersville Classic. You know, you think there'll be a person in Valdosta that's not at the game?
No. Everybody will be there. Yeah. You know how that
everybody
goes.
Everybody will be there. And then a lot of the usual suspects, you know, and everybody's playing either their 9th or 10th game tonight, right?
Yeah.
So Roswell beats Gainesville 37-35. I see that. Maybe a little surprising. Uh-huh. Roswell setting themselves up for the region championship game next week. So, I mean, those games stood out at first for me on the state level, but I mean, you got a lot of games tonight setting some people up to get in the playoffs for the first time in a long time or setting some people up a chance to win the region for the first time. So, a lot of good stuff.
Absolutely. And there's one on GPB that just concluded a while back in North Gwinnett, wins that one 44-6 over Norcross. Didn't think it was going to be like that. I expected a closer game, right?
Yeah, not surprised by North Gwinnett winning, but definitely surprised by the score. 44-6, North Gwinnett clinched the region championship. You know, they started out losing. They lost OSK in the first game of the year. They've had a big, probably as much improvement as any top class Cajun team I saw all year. You know, they were kind of average at the beginning of the year. They lost a lot of people off a really good team last year.
Right.
And they just got better every week. And, I mean, now playing their best football at the end of the season, exactly how you want to be. So, congrats to Coach Godfrey, all the North Gwinnett team. Great showing across the whole state. Everybody got to see it on GPB tonight.
Yep, they got a chance to see that team. And, you know, it's one of those teams that kind of flies below the radar because everybody focuses so much on the Graysons, you know, and the Bufords, and now McEachern and what they're doing, and they won again tonight. But still, don't count out, there's no sleep on this North Gwinnett team at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play them in the playoffs. They're actually the type of team that's kind of dangerous because of that. A little bit like Grayson was last year, right, when they didn't have as much of the spotlight on them, and it was Buford and Carrollton, right, and Grayson kind of just hung around. Next thing you know, they're the state champs. We saw the same thing from Milton a few years ago when they weren't as high profile as they are now. They just hung around, and they got hot at the right time, and then nobody wants to play you. And so that North Gwinnett team may be that team this year in 6A.
Some teams that hadn't lost, only had one loss coming into action tonight. Well, New Manchester falls to Rome. Tough test for them. New Manchester, we saw what they've done all season long. But this was a surprise because, and Douglas County, a lot of the attention went toward Douglas County, but New Manchester was that other team. I saw them back in a scrimmage before the season started, but Rome gets them tonight, 38-7. That Rome team is this time of year. And this is the time of year when they
really – Yeah, picking at the right time.
Yeah.
Rome's got a great team. You know, Rome's the established team in that region. New Manchester kind of knocking on the door, trying to get in the conversation to be the region champ. And, you know, they just kind of got reminded tonight that, you know, they got a good program. They're doing a good job, but they're not quite at that level yet. But they're getting there.
Yeah.
New Manchester, great season for them so far. They'll be in the state playoffs, and they'll have a chance to win in the playoffs.
Down on the south side, Lovejoy and Northgate, a game that I was watching. Two teams that have had fantastic seasons. Tight ball game. It was tied 7-7 in deep in the second half. Lovejoy pulls out a 14-7 win over Northgate tonight.
Yeah, it's actually a really big win for Lovejoy. They got moved to 8-1, one of the best seasons they've had in years. Northgate drops to 7-2, but being a region game and having that tiebreaker, that means you're going to see Lovejoy probably they're going to be the number two seed in that region behind Langston Hughes. And Northgate right there is the three. And remember this year, Sam, last year of this, that matters because the three seed is an away team in the first round.
Right.
The second seed is a home team. Next year, it'll be all power rankings. None of that'll matter.
Wow.
How about that?
Yep.
Next year, we just rank them 1-32 and play them up like the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people have been talking about. And you know, been hearing a lot of people talk about it, and some people wonder, what does it mean? You're going to stop getting those games in the second round that maybe you should get in the semis
or
finals, right?
What it does is the one thing it does the most is it gives a very good chance that the final eight teams, the teams playing in the quarterfinals, will be the best eight teams in the state. And right now, you can't say the best eight teams are playing in the quarterfinals because how the brackets are drawn up, you could easily get, like you said, two of the best four or five teams in the state could be playing in the second round.
And that's how things are played out sometimes. We're going to see that change. So, but this year, those teams will get an opportunity to be in the postseason. And let's see, you know what, let's see if someone comes from that back end, gets hot here late in the season, rolls into the playoffs and pulls off an upset or two. Then you might hear some people holler and squeal about that next season. But, you know what I mean? There's always opportunity for that, right? Always opportunity for that.
Always. You know, always.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's high school football, and you can talk about what the records are, but you still got to line them up and play them on Friday night, and that's what we're seeing, you know, around the state and around the area. So it's been so much fun to get caught up on some things. I've been following them, but to follow them closely tonight and see how some of these teams and how some of these games are coming out. Boy, Blessed Trinity and Centennial, two teams with good records, but BT goes in and takes care of business, 48-0 over Centennial tonight. Also with Cale and Cambridge, it looked like that could have been a tightly contested game. Looks like that Cale team that we thought we would see when the season began is showing up now, huh?
Yeah, they struggled a little bit in the middle part of the year, but they played a really tough schedule. And you play a really tough schedule for games like tonight. They go into Cambridge, get the win. Big win for Cale. Definitely some region positioning going on there.
Absolutely, we're watching for that. And then there are the teams that just keep rolling on. Your Creeksides, you know, your McEachern's teams that are continuing unbeaten. Who else did I see? North Oconee is still undefeated. Had a little bit of a tough test with Flowery Branch tonight. 21-14, North Oconee still unbeaten, but Flowery Branch gave them a test, Chris.
Yeah, Flowery Branch, they're on the way up. North Oconee had a big injury to their tight end. They had the big five-star tight end that was going to Georgia. He had an injury. They kind of struggled a little bit, catch their footing the last couple weeks, but they won. It'll be interesting to see what they can do in the state playoffs moving forward. But they haven't lost a regular season game, Sam, in a long time. I mean, since Dom was a young buck, you know, like, I mean, it's been a long time.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Yeah, they haven't lost a regular season game in 4 or 5 years, I think.
Yeah, but they're rolling right along right now this season. Also for Sandy Creek, they had Mary Persons tonight, and sometimes those guys from Central Georgia can give you a fight. Not tonight. Sandy Creek gets them 44-0. The Creek continues to rise down on the south.
Yeah,
side.
Sandy Creek's really good. Sandy Creek's really good. Creekside's really good. You know, there's a few teams in those middle classifications that, man, they're just I don't know who's going to beat them. They're going to be really good. They're going to be really tough to beat.
Yep, they will be. They will be. That's what we'll be watching for as the season goes. Still some games that are in progress, but yes, as we reach 10:30 right now here in the metro Atlanta area, some of those games are going to start to go final, and we have some results also. Don't forget our reporters are out. We're going to get to them in just a moment. They're going to have the reports from the games they attended. Carver Atlanta continues. Their season is done. They finished the season a perfect 10-0. They beat Lovett tonight by a score of 40-12, and we talk about what continues to happen with that Carver program.
Yeah, Coach Miles did a great job at Carver. You know what's weird now, Sam? They take the so Carver made the schedule and got the last week bye, which I did before. I think that's a good idea. You can rest up before the playoffs. But then the GHSA changed the schedule, and now everybody gets a bye after the regular season. So they'll have 2 weeks off.
How are you feeling about that at this stage of the season? You know, I stopped by St. Pius and Tucker tonight, and St. Pius, the same thing. They played their 10th game tonight. And so how do you feel about 2 weeks without playing
again? Yeah, I wouldn't like that. I assume coaches don't like that. I don't know that anybody scheduled that on purpose. You know, they've never had a bye week in the playoffs. But now what happens, now, if anybody listening doesn't understand and thinks that's foolish, you have to work backwards as part of the problem is they work backwards with the state championship. And so when they can get the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, there's an extra week in there. Does that make sense? You know, there's 6 weeks in the playoffs. So I think a couple of years ago, the plan was to give them the Thanksgiving week off. But then the hurricane pushed everything back, remember? And so now they just all take the first round of the playoffs. There's a week off before that. And it gives people a chance to heal, but I feel like it kind of hurts the teams that were planning for that already, okay. Like St. Pius, like Carver. Because now they got 2 weeks off. And I do think at 2 weeks off, it can be a little rusty, you know.
Yeah.
So today is October 24th. These people, St. Pius will play their next football game, you know, on November 14th. That's a lot of days.
That's a lot of time to wait.
I mean, that's 20 days of not playing. So, got an upset for you. Dawson County beat Lumpkin County 31-14. Lumpkin County was really favored in that game. So, that's an upset. Dawson County, Jabo Shaw is the coach at Dawson County now. He's trying to build that program going. That's a big rivalry, Dawson and Lumpkin.
Fantastic, fantastic up in North Georgia. Keeping an eye on that one. Also, not in the same direction, but up 75, Cass playing tonight. I think we got an update right now. We got an update from Cass. Good evening.
Hey, it's Charlie Farmer calling you from Cass Sports Network. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Charlie, how's everything going?
Doing well. Cass was able to get away tonight with a win for 22-19. Altoona gave us everything we wanted, and we had Khalil Charles, our running back. He ran for over 300 yards tonight and just had a heck of a night. He had 2 touchdowns and just ran the ball well. So we get to host the first home playoff game in 42 years.
Whoa.
In 3 weeks.
That is big. I know you – can you wait 3 weeks for it? I know you want it to come sooner than that, right?
Man, it can't come soon enough, my man. It can't come soon enough. But Brody had a good night. You know, he may not have completed a – you know, he was smart enough to be able to throw the ball away and not throw into trouble. You know, so he was able to not have any turnovers. He had the 1 interception late. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, Colonel's got a lot of – get to do some healing up and get to host that first home game in the playoffs you know, in 42 years, that's a big thing for the Colonels.
That's some history for your program, Charlie. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, man. Congratulations to the Colonels on that win tonight.
All right, we'll be talking to you in a few weeks. Y'all have a blessed weekend.
You too now. Thanks a lot. All right, so Cass with the win.
20, how about that?
22-19 over Allatoona tonight. They're 8-2, and their season's done,
42
Chris.
Years, Sam. That's 42
something?
Years.
Wow.
42 years since they hosted a playoff game. That's exciting. We do. You and I both like those stories, you know?
Absolutely.
42 years since hosted a playoff game.
That's some excitement. That's some excitement. The thing is, they got to wait a long time to get to play, Chris.
Yeah, they do. They got plenty of time to get them T-shirts printed.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. All right, folks, we're just getting started with the Scoreboard Show. Coming up, our reporters have been out around the area. We're going to hear from them next. Stay with us. It's Friday night, and it's the Scoreboard Show, the High School Scoreboard Show, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
God. It's the Scoreboard Show, High School Scoreboard Show, Sports Radio 92.9 and 92.9thegame.com. Thanks for tuning in with us after Hawks basketball and a dramatic win for the Hawks. Congrats to them. They're back home against OKC tomorrow night, but we got high school football action as we're in the next to last week of the regular season. Things winding down, and you know, when you get to this part of the schedule, Chris, every game has playoff implications practically, and that's the thing we enjoy about this time of year.
Yeah, this is the time, Sam. You get into the – everybody's played either ninth or tenth game tonight, and, yeah, they all matter. I mean, you're looking at in Class 4A, 5A, and 6A, top four teams in the region make the playoffs regardless. You're going to see battles for each place, region championship battles, battles for fourth place, and then also second and third.
It's
in
all
the AAA and under, every game matters, and you may not even know yet because it's a power ranking. You may be at 34th right now. The right team beats the wrong right team. You jump to 32nd, you're in the playoffs. So you just don't know what you're getting out of those, and that's what makes it really exciting.
It really does. It really does. Run a couple of scores before we get into our reporters, and I want to say our scores are brought to you by Vermetco Scoreboards. Vermetco Scoreboard can help your school change the game. Go to VermetcoScoreboards.com for that. And we got some teams for Sequoia is looking to finish strong. 70 yeah. points to play against Pope tonight.
That's 70.
You know?
That's 10 touchdowns, Sam.
Yeah, that's you're right. You're right. When you think about it, it's 10 touchdowns. that's running them up. But that's a team that we've been watching all season long. We expected some things from them, and here they are at the back end of the schedule now, looking like they're ready. They're ready for postseason time.
Yeah, if I got this right, North Cobb put up 72 tonight. Also, 70 also, not 72. They won 70-21 over Etowah. So, what's up with these 70s? That was a good season for some people a few years ago.
It really was. You know,
70 in a game.
70 in one
game.
My
goodness.
They're putting the points up, right? It's the end of the schedule, and they just, and, you know, they want to make sure everything's clicking on all cylinders as they head for playoff time. Let's hear some of our reports. Let's start, first of all, with Garrett Chapman. He was over at Marist tonight, a big region showdown there with Lithoni. Let's check in with him.
This is a live sideline report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the High School School Board Show. This is Garrett Chapman here at Marist High School. The Marist School, 42-10 winners over Lithoni. Coach Alan Chadwick here joining me after the game, the victorious War Eagles. Coach, champions of Region 5. Fantastic season. We had you on the show earlier this season, and you talked a lot about where this team had come to where they are now. Now you're region champions.
Well, yeah, we've come a long way. There's no question about it. We were a young football team, particularly on offense early in the year, trying to run basically two offenses under center option and then spread stuff, and we weren't ready to play early in the year, and we've taken that as a challenge and gotten better each and every single week. We've had a couple of hiccups, you know, along the way, but we've continued to respond to those. And I like the way our team's playing right now. We're playing a pretty complete game, you know, offensively, defensively, kicking game. We're fairly sound in all phases.
And absolutely. I mean, look, tonight, perfect example of that. The defense comes out and puts on a masterclass here. What did you see from these guys tonight?
I like our preparation tonight. I mean, we were focused. We were on cue. Had a few glitches offensively, miscommunication things. They were running a lot of different fronts, and it kind of threw us off a little bit. We weren't quite expecting that from them, and it took us a while to adjust to it. But our offensive coaches, Coach Ethers, our offensive coordinator, did a great job in making some adjustments and getting us in the right place.
And Coach, I mean, you've been to a lot of state championships. You've won some state championships. What separates this team from potentially getting to that level, and what do you want to see this team improve with?
Well, we just take it one week at a time. You know, we just got to keep working on us and getting better and refining our game. You get in that point of the season where injuries are a factor. You know, we had a couple, two or three guys go down tonight, so you never can tell what's going to happen from day to day, week to week. But I like the effort and the focus that this group is bringing to the table for us every day, and it's going to give us a chance at least.
Absolutely, Coach. Very competitive 4A. Best of luck to you. Congratulations. That's Alan Chadwick, the head coach of the Marist School here. Champions of Region 5 and 4A. Very difficult region. Very difficult classification. It's going to be a lot of fun to follow along with this squad. Well coached as always, and they come out on top in this one. All right, guys. Been a fun night. Not a lot of updates here for you. It was a pretty one-sided affair here up in the Dunwoody area, but it was still a great night here of high school football. Hope you guys are doing well back at the station. Back to you.
All right, that's Garrett Chapman and Chris. Sound like they're getting ready to have a good time there. I'm enjoying that music in the background.
Yeah,
with Coach there.
Got a little Zach Brown there playing with Alan Chadwick talking. That's the combination I did not anticipate tonight, Sam.
You just don't know when you tune into the Scoreboard Show and we got our guys out right here. You really don't know, do you?
How about that?
But you got on this. We talk about this. We talk about Marist team, and he talked about some guys that are out. And I know one guy that is out for them this season is Jack Richardson, who's a outstanding, defensive end and tight end.
Yeah.
He's on his way to Georgia Tech to play both football and baseball. Injured his knee in the North Springs game, and he's out for the season. But this Marist team is just continuing to click along.
Yeah, they always do, Sam. And it was really tough to hear that injury. That actually happened. Garrett and I had Coach Chadwick on that night when he got hurt. And they just find a way. They keep winning. Lithonia, and maybe the theme for the night was teams coming up, like New Manchester, like Lithonia, coming in this game 7-1, Marist 7-1, knocking on the door, but then kind of being reminded that more veteran team still holds holds those victories over them. So Marist with a big win tonight, game wasn't really close, very similar to Roman New Manchester. Doesn't take away from New Manchester, doesn't take away from Lithonia, but it just kind of shows that they're not quite exactly where they want to be at that region championship level yet.
Absolutely.
And the established program, in this case Marist and Rome, they're always going to be tough to knock off.
They are. It's something. But it is nice to see those programs make a climb in that direction. Got a couple other scores to throw out at you right now. Well, Langston Hughes is rolling over Morrow 40-0. They win tonight. We got Landmarks a winner 45-24 over Mount Perrin. They also Kings Ridge taking on Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon wins that game by a score of 24-17, the final score in that one. North Paulding 34, Walton 22. Final in that one. North Forsyth,
yeah.
28, Alpharetta, 7. Some games that have gone final so far. Let's check in with Eric Slaughter. He was checking in with things at Central Carrollton and a surging Griffin program.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's Friday night high school scoreboard show. This is Eric Slaughter, and I'm coming to you from Memorial Stadium here in Griffin, Georgia, where we have gone final. And the Central Carrollton Lions are region champions for the third time in a row as they take down the Griffin Bears by the final score of 56-21. Joined now by head coach Umbra Brown and player of the game, junior quarterback J.R. Harris. First, coach, congratulations. Region championship 3 in a row under your leadership. I know this was one of your goals. Talk about your team's overall performance tonight, taking down a really good Griffin team.
No doubt, man. I thought Coach Goodrich was done a great job with that unit. So we knew coming in on the road in a hostile environment was going to be tough for us. But we talked this week about being relentless. Relentless in our preparation, relentless in how we carried ourselves throughout the week and our discipline, and then ultimately the way we played. And I'm so proud of our kids for coming out starting fast, because we always talk about that as well. So feels good, man. Super proud of our kids and our guys.
Yes, indeed. Starting fast. You put up 21 points before you could blink an eye. You had a 35-0 lead at halftime. You had 42 points on the board before they even got on the board. Talk about your offensive execution and the leadership of your junior quarterback.
Well, we got the best quarterback in the state of Georgia. That's just flat out. And he leads that charge. When teams want to load the box, stop the run, we can beat you over the top. And, he does a good job because he preps that way during the week. And he can make all the throws, and he leads. And so we go as he goes. So super proud of our offense has been explosive all year. We just got to continue to get better.
Coach, before I let you go and I talk to JR, 4A could arguably be the toughest classification in Georgia.
Right.
Cartersville, Creekside. Why should the Central Lions be considered one of those premier teams along with those national type teams?
Well, why not us? Our kids believe, and at the end of the day, it comes down to blocking and tackling and the team that can stay the most connected, and this is a super connected group. They love each other, and that's what we're going to hang our hat on.
All right, congratulations once again, Coach Umbra Brown. Did I say that correctly?
Umbre
Brown. I appreciate it. I'm going to talk to your player of the game.
Thank you.
All right, quarterback junior, J.R. Harris. First off, 5 TDs on the night. Talk about your vision, the way you run this offense.
All my respect goes to, and all my credit goes to my O-line. I couldn't have done it without them. And then just my receivers, with just us staying locked in all this week through practice, and just having that focused mindset and just connecting like every single drive that we had in practice. And so, my vision, I knew that whenever I put the ball in the running back's stomach, I just knew preparation. I was already prepared that the overhang or the outside defender was going to come down. I knew I was going to throw a bang or I was going to throw either a hole shot. So, just prepping and with my receivers, and also just thankful for my O-line. So, that's about it.
Let's talk about your receivers. Firstly, Avery Tanner. Okay, there was one play. You kind of gave him the motion. Go deep, go deep. You scrambled, broke a tackle, and hit him deep. Talk about your connection with him.
You know, Avery, I mean, he's been a special player for us, especially that leadership role. I mean, he's played a vital role in our team, and I'm grateful to have him as one of my main targets as a game tonight. And I just glad for all my receivers, just connecting with all of them tonight, and especially Avery. I mean, he's out there. He hustles every day at practice. I mean, and what they say is practice makes perfect, perfectness. And so that's what he did all week. He was locked in and everything. And so just meeting him, connection was very special tonight. And then we connected for like 3 touchdowns. So I was really glad about that.
All right, last one for my player of the game, junior quarterback J.R. Harris. 9-0. Mm-hmm. You are a captain of this team. One more regular season to go. How do you keep them focused and not looking too far ahead?
You know, I just take an extra step in my leadership this year and being more vocal, you know, especially being a junior and an upperclassman, and people see that. And, you know, just staying, keeping having my teammates to have faith in themselves no matter what, and just play the next play, and just having that believing mindset. And then so if we stay true to that, I mean, we can go all the way this year, and what I'm really hoping for. So, I mean, just that leadership role is just real vital for us. And so that's what I've been focused on all year this year.
All right. Congratulations. Go get that undefeated regular season.
Appreciate it.
All right. Once again, coming to you from Memorial Stadium, it's Eric Slaughter, Sports Radio 929 The Game. The Central Lions 56, the Griffin Bears 21. Let's go back to the studio for Day-Day and Coach Parker.
All right. Thanks a lot, Eric Slaughter, down in Griffin. He loves to take the Land Cruiser. Somewhere as far down, he loves to do that. But you know what? And congrats to Central Carrollton for what they did. But you got to tip your cap also to Griffin and what they've done to turn their program around. This game tonight stopped a 6-game win streak for Griffin. And, you know, we've been watching to see when this program was going to make a turn. Coach Reginald Goodrum has done a great job with this program.
Yeah, really been proud or a little bit excited to see what they could do at Griffin. Griffin is a proud program, Sam. You know this. They're one of the best programs in the history of the state of Georgia, you know, over a 100-year period. But they've really been down the last few years. I mean, really down, way down. And it's really exciting to see those people back up, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. You know how much excitement, and I know a lot of people and folks that I went to college with who are from Griffin, and my goodness, man, there's nothing else. When Griffin's winning football games, that place is electric, and people are excited on Friday night. So I'm sure they brought a lot of that back. And there's still a team they're going to have to be reckoned with in this postseason, the season that they've had. They're one of those teams you may not want to see, especially not in the first round. But it's great to see one of those great brands in our state make that return and have a great season. All right, folks, we got more scores coming up. We got a report also on the other side of the top of the hour. Day-Day Lewis, we're going to catch up with him. He's out in Cobb County for a big showdown out there, plus more scores. Going to catch up with some of these winning coaches as well, and more from Chris. And we're going to find out, Chris, who's been able to scratch his coaching itch. Oh, yeah, folks. Coaches, he's not on the sideline, but, he likes to dabble in a little bit. See if he'll share some of that with us as well. It is the Scoreboard Show, headed for our second hour. You stay with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
That guy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. It is the Scoreboard Show, high school scoreboard show on this Friday night. Sam Crenshaw in our Midtown Atlanta studios. So glad you're with us wherever you may be around the metro Atlanta area, around the state, or even if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app. We appreciate you for downloading the Odyssey app and tuning in the Scoreboard Show as we run down the scores from this Friday night. One more week in the regular season for our high school teams, and then we get set for playoff time. But it's an excitement. The chill is in the air. I think those 80-degree temperatures are gone. It's going to feel like it, right? And you go out to the games. And, Chris, you can get that hot chocolate, right? That's what you can get
when
you go to the games, right?
Listen, we needed it tonight. It was cold, Sam. It was cold. And I'm not that, I'm a little less tough every year, and it was cold out there. I was missing the Kia studio. And we started late. The Hawks had a game.
Yeah.
Slip in and watch a little bit. It was cold. The hot chocolate needs to come out.
Down for the hot chocolate. We need you to come out and take where people can go and get that hot chocolate. We can go and get it at Ingles. And we thank Ingles for being our sponsor. Brought to you by Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings. See how we work that in there? I think the folks
that was smooth, Sam. That's why you're an Emmy Award winner and an Hall of Famer. And me and Dom been sitting there with – we're like the JV team. Trying to get by without Sam the last few weeks. But Day-Day and Garrett did a good job, Sam. They did. They were good.
Absolutely. 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 And the content has been here and the intent has been here because, you know, we're passionate about it. And we know that people in our area, you know, want to know what's happening with teams. And that's what we have for you each and every Friday night here. So I think being able to do that, thank the folks over at CBS Atlanta for seeing that and let me come over here and have some fun on a Friday night for High School Scoreboard Show. We're going to talk more about stuff at CBS Atlanta, too, as we go along. But, Les, we got one more report. Day-Day Lewis was at an interesting game, an intriguing matchup over in Cobb County. Let's get his update.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Damian Day-Day Lewis here at Hillgrove. Guys, we've gone final, and what a game we had tonight. 30-23, your final score. Harrison Hoyas picking up the win. I'm here with head coach Lukman Salam. Coach, congratulations on the win. With this victory, you guys lock up the 2-seed, but you still got some more football to go. But let's talk about tonight in this game. What did you see from you guys that really stood out to you in this one?
Just a lot of toughness and grit. And you know, we kind of live by a mantra that brothers are hard to beat. And so a group of brothers came out here and fought tonight. And good, hard-fought ball game. All credit to Coach Deshaun and his staff and his team. They got a heck of a program over here, a heck of a team. And we're happy to get out of here with a win.
All right. And obviously, defense came up with a very important and big stop late in the game there, where you guys get the fumble and recover for a touchdown. Just talk about that side of the ball for you tonight and what you saw from them.
Yeah, it's a group with a lot of players who don't have very much experience. And so it's taken us to get to midseason and beyond to really start to get comfortable doing some things. I'm very, very proud of them. We've been up and down. But that group has pulled together and played their butts off tonight.
Obviously, they were able to respond to you guys a couple, you know, throughout the night. So you guys decided to go for the onside kick after that last score there. Just talk about kind of what was the thought process between you and the staff on that call.
Well, we were just thinking that we didn't want to kick it deep and give them a chance to get a big return. We'd rather have the ball there on the 30. So we were just trying to put the ball either we were going to get it or it's going to go out of bounds is what we were trying to accomplish on that kick. It worked in our favor. So in games like this, you gotta have some things kind of go your way. And that right there was big because it went our way.
All right, one more game before you close out the regular season, then you get ready for the playoffs. What do you want to see from the guys this next week here?
Just to stay in our process. Stay in the process of getting better minute after minute, play after play, day after day. Just be better tomorrow than when you were today. And so that's all I want to see them do. Continue to love one another. Continue to be brothers. That's our goal. Our goal is to be at the end of the season, love each other so much that we don't want to break up. And that's what we're fighting for. And so that's our goal. And as long as we accomplish that, I'm proud of this group. It's a joyful group to coach.
Awesome. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Good luck down the stretch.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, Sam, Chris, back to you guys.
All right, Day-Day, that's great. And Chris, thoughts about what Coach Salam has done, getting that win there in Harrison. Coming through tonight, it had to be big. And you can hear the excitement for what his team has done. You can hear it in his voice.
Yeah, absolutely. Harrison, McEachern, and Hillgrove were the three top teams in that region. You know, last week, McEachern beat Hillgrove. So now Hillgrove's knocked down one loss. That Harrison-Hillgrove game becomes huge. Well, now Harrison's beating Hillgrove. They're going to get that 2 seed. And remember, like you said, in 6A, that's the home game in the first round.
Right, right.
So, you know, Hillgrove going from 7-0 to now 7-2 in back-to-back weeks. They still got a great team, but the schedule they have two tough teams to play back-to-back, and they lost two tough games. And now they've got to regroup, but they'll be the 3 seed in that region going into playoffs and be on the road.
Do you hear something in the background, water kind of hearing the Jaws music? No. Is that Marietta? That you hear back there, they beat Cherokee tonight 52-8. Talk about a team that got off to a slow start and they
0-4, Sam.
Right?
0-4 to start the year. New coach, right? Comes from Florida. I think you and I talked about them early in the year, and I told you I really liked that hire. I really liked their coach. They were losing, but they were just I spoke to them over the summer some. I just really liked what they were trying to do. And they got a win and it just kind of started rolling. And now they got a chance to win the region championship after starting 0-4.
That's something.
How about that?
That's an amazing story. That's an amazing story out of Marietta High School. We're watching to see what happens with them. And they've had some big wins along the way, and they won again tonight. Also watching that same group, I think North Forsyth was a winner tonight. And North Pauling was a winner over Walton tonight as we watched some of the scores from that area.
Yeah, North Paulding over Walton, North Cobb over Etowah, and Marietta over Cherokee, all in that same region. And, yeah, Marietta, you know, is setting up to have a great season. They're setting up to play at home at one of our favorite places, Northcutt Stadium.
Yeah, man.
A beautiful place to play a playoff game. That's going to be exciting.
We'll be checking some other scores from around the area. East Coweta pulled out a squeaker tonight, beat Westlake 28-27. They were down in that game, Chris.
They were. I saw that earlier. I saw they were way down.
And they managed to pull that one out and get a win for them. East Paulding over South Paulding. East Paulding 31-14. We saw the South Paulding team to kick off the season back in the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Classic. We saw that team early in the season. Prince Avenue is a winner, 51-28 over East Jackson tonight. Just talk about some other games that have gone final so far this evening.
Yeah, Sam, when you look, move over to Gwinnett County, Brookwood wins tonight 57-27 over Duluth. Metacreek gets their first win of the year.
Well, somebody had to get one. They were both looking for their first win, right?
Somebody had to get one, Sam. And normally I say on this show, half the teams lose every week. You know, that everybody can't be good at the same time. It's just impossible. It's unfortunate for some of these people. They're chasing that. These college football teams firing their coach. Half the teams have to lose. But in this Burtmar Metacreek game, half the teams had to win. Okay?
How about that?
So
that's a different way of looking at it.
Yeah, half the team. Somebody had to win, baby. hey, but in other games, Peachtree Ridge beat Parkview tonight. It's a big win for Peachtree Ridge. Moved to 6-3 on the year. They beat Parkview 36-26. Buford remains undefeated. No shocking thing there, but 55-7 winners over Mountain View. Central Gwinnett, 45-0 winner over Discovery. Central Gwinnett, 5-4. Coach Terrence Banks.
Yeah.
Getting them rolling. Yeah, and Collinsville over Tequila, 28-7.
Those are some scores up in Gwinnett County for some games that have gone final on this Friday night, and we're just relaying some of them into you as they come along tonight. How about, here's Gilmer and Adairsville. Gilmer's a winner in that game, 28-21. And I know you.
That's a big win for Gilmer. That's a big win for Gilmer. No doubt. Congratulations to them. Milton, winner over Johns Creek, 57-0, setting up a big one. Milton and Roswell next week.
That will be a big one. Talk about Roswell because, you know, they get the win. You know, a program that's there, and you can't ignore them because you know what they do. They're always in the conversation. But you wondered how things would go with them this season, and they've just been that determined team.
Yeah, Roswell, we got a new coach, Sam. They hired Jonathan Thompson. He was the offensive coordinator at Lee County for a lot of these great Lee County teams. Moves up to the head coach role at Roswell. Man, keeps the train running. How about that? 8-1 on the year. Beat Gainesville. They got Milton next week. How about that ending of the season? You're talking about the team that might need 2 weeks off.
Yeah, really.
They play Gainesville 1 week and Milton the next. But Gainesville is really, really, really good. And Gainesville had to lead that game some. So I'm a little surprised by that result, but a great win for Roswell. That's a fantastic win. You know, they're just showing that they're a state champion contender. I mean, that's what they're showing tonight.
They are. They're one of those teams. We'll talk about some other teams from the south side. Got a couple of scores from out in DeKalb as well. Let's talk down in Henry County. We got Locust Grove with a 18-14 win over Union Grove in a game that happened down there. But then Luella falls to Stevenson. Hello, Dom. Stevenson.
Dom.
48-0. Stevenson gets the win over Luella tonight, and that makes Dom very happy.
Sam, I don't know if you've – I know you've listened some and you've been in and out, but, you know, we have an Ingles pick of the week. You know, we obviously can't pick tonight.
Right,
because, you know, the game's over. But we got an Ingles pick of the week, and it's kind of turned into a thing. We just talk about it the whole show, you know, and we really go out on a limb. And Dom just – you know, he was picking Stevenson when you were in the studio.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to be – you know, I wanted you to rest assured he hasn't changed. He just picked Stevenson.
That's so, it. Easy.
I didn't want you to worry that anything had changed. He just picked Stevenson. So congrats, Dom, on your another victory in the pick of the week.
He really went out on the limb again, right?
I was going to say, give me some credit because I did have my one pick where I didn't go Stevenson and I went out
Stevenson
on the limb and
off.
It almost came out.
He must pick somebody. Yeah, Stevenson's
yes.
off. We didn't let him pick the bye week, you know?
Wow.
He did pick somebody else. But good job, Dom. Good win tonight. 48-0. And your pick, I'm sure if we would have had an Ingles pick of the week, you would have picked Stevenson. So I give you,
you are correct.
Just a metaphorical congratulations.
See, there you go. There you go. He's got that. Before we go to our break, a few more scores to tell you about. Harris County's a winner over Monday's Mill, 26-10. Final score there. Stevens County, 21-10 over Hart County. Hebron Christian, 47-0 over Franklin County. That one's gone. Final, that is the final as well. Cartersville, 50-7 winners over Hiram tonight. Some of the final scores. We're going to come back with more scores for you. We're going to check in with Coach Edgar Carson from Lovejoy when you come back for more of the Scoreboard Show. It's Friday night. It's the High School Scoreboard Show, your High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw in our Midtown Atlanta studios on this Friday night. So glad that you're with us as we're running down the scores and the games taking place around our area and around the state and Boy, one team that has enjoyed an amazing season down in Clayton County has been the Lovejoy Wildcats. And join us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline is Coach Edgar Carson from Lovejoy High School after their win tonight. It's so great that you could join us. A tight one tonight with Northgate, 14-7, the final. Your team comes out on top. Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks.
Congratulations on that win. What was it that brought your team through tonight?
Resilience. Defense played really well tonight. I can't say enough about them.
Wow. How about this, preparing for Northgate? This is a team that's had a great season. Talk about your preparation for this one and what got you guys ready for it.
Coming off a tough loss last week against Noonan, the kids knew that we had to try to get this one for seeding purposes. So we had a great preparation. We had a couple guys banged up, trying to get them back healthy. So the preparation was good. Kids fought hard. And we're glad to be able to come out with the W.
You come out with the W. You've really been hanging your hat on your defense this season. You won several games with shutouts. Talk about the pride with your defense. You have to have a great deal of pride in what they've been able to accomplish.
Yes. Honestly, we got a good group of guys on defense right now. They're senior-led. They're a player-led team. I mean, they hold each other accountable. So I think that's the biggest thing right there. They've been holding each other accountable. So we really, I just can't say enough about them, man. They don't take it personal. They hold each other accountable. So, you know, as long as we keep doing that, you know, hopefully we can keep stacking some wins.
Sounds like you got good leadership on this team. You got a lot of seniors?
I do. We got 23 seniors.
Wow.
And, a lot of those guys, they've been playing a long time. A lot of those guys have been playing since they've been freshmen, a couple of them, and definitely when they've been sophomores. So, you know, so they've had a lot of snaps under their belt.
Very much. You guys got another one to go, and that's a tough one you got coming up, but at least, you know, you're going to have them at your place. You're going to finish up with Langston Hughes next week. You said some guys are kind of banged up. What do you want to see from your team this coming week?
I want to see them fight. You know, I just want to see a continued fight. Langston Hughes is going to be coming in next week. A well-coached team, a lot of talent. Andrico Hines, he got those guys playing really well. I know our guys, like I said, we don't play them a few times, but it should be a good matchup. And, you know, hopefully we'll see who comes out on top.
Yeah, we'll be watching for that as well. We appreciate you spending some time. I know your team celebrating tonight. You sound like it's kind of quiet wherever you are. Where all the fellas?
Well, yeah, I kind of got in the truck. I was kind of sitting in the truck, so waiting to, if I talk to you. So I can get to do this interview. But the guys were super excited. They're excited to be playing for the region championship next week at home. That's something that we talked about at the beginning of the year. So, you know, we are excited about that, to be playing in front of our community. You know, we have some adversity happening in our community. We've had some adversity. We built it on the school. So we've had to practice, you know, at the stadium. You might have to leave the stadium early, try to find somewhere else to finish practice. So, but the kids and the coaches haven't made any fuss about it. And we've just been finding a way. And we're hoping that these wins that we're having help bring a light to our community.
Yeah, sound like you're tightening the ranks and it's getting a positive outcome. Coach, we appreciate you spending some time with us on this Friday night. Congratulations again to you.
I really appreciate it.
All right, that's Coach Edgar Carson talking about Lovejoy Wildcats and what they've been able to do this season. Remarkable win for them, 14-7 winners tonight over Northgate, a tough game. They're going to get to play for that region championship coming up next week against a very tough Langston Hughes team. That's a tough assignment, but you know what he says? We got them at our place. You know, we got our community behind us. And that's what is so exciting and what I enjoy, and I think Chris does too, about this time of year. When you put that jersey on, you represent that community, you have a chance to just lift that community up. And, you know, that happens a lot on Friday nights. And that's, I think, what makes it so great and so cool that we get to talk about it. We just talk about the scores, but the coaches and the players get a chance to do things to make it happen. We got another coach that's got some things going on. This team that's got some great stuff and a great win tonight. Coach Williams, are you with us now? You trying to get Coach Trevor Williams dialed in? We got him now. Coach Williams, how you doing? Welcome to the Scoreboard Show. Congratulations on your win tonight.
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic win tonight. Talk about your team and what they were able to do to get you this victory tonight.
Yeah, just a three-phase win for our football team. Offense, defense, and special teams were able to play complementary football. Defense really did a nice job stopping the run, and offense was able to put some points up in the red zone. So really proud of our guys and how hard they fought for this one.
River Ridge is a tough program, and it's not easy, but then your schedule is loaded with programs like this, and you've been able to do some things. You know, from the beginning, there was some difficulty. What got things turned around with this team?
Yeah, you know, it was a little bit of everything. We're young, lost a lot off last year's team, so that took a minute. We had some injuries early in the season that we had to work through and have some guys gel and offensive line come together. But really just the belief in our coaching staff and what we're trying to get accomplished and a mentality of doesn't matter what the scoreboard says on Friday, we're going to come to work on Monday to be the best version of us.
You got things turned around against Lassiter, and Lassiter is a team that has a turnaround with their program this year, and that's a big win for you. Sprayberry, a difficult, tough overtime loss, but still, what did you gain in a game like that?
Yeah, I think our guys realize that we can play with anybody as long as we play our best football. You know, we've done a nice job here lately of limiting some mistakes and capitalizing on the mistakes of our opponents. So I think it gave them a shot in the arm when you hang with a team like Sprayberry. You know, as tough as the loss was, there was a lot of confidence gained there as well.
Yeah, 5-4 now. 5-1 you are in your region. That is big. Talk about just this talented region that you guys have. It's a challenge each and every week. And here you are. You're coming down the home stretch. You got Sequoia still out there for you next Friday.
Yeah, I think we have probably one of the most underrated regions in the state, but highly competitive. I mean, any given Friday, any team in this region can beat you. So we knew it would be competitive. We knew it would be a logjam at the top, and that's exactly what we've got with a three-way tie. And, you know, obviously a really tough one next week coming up, but we're going to enjoy this one tonight, and we'll worry about that one on Monday.
I was going to ask you about it. How was the bus ride?
Phenomenal. That's one of the best parts of high school football, man, is a bus ride after a big win.
Yep. The guys are right. What do you want to see from them next week as they get set for the Sequoia team?
Just continue to improve and continue to get a little bit better. And, again, it comes down to can we execute for four quarters and limit mistakes and continue to play really, really hard together.
We'll be watching for that and see if you get to do that. Thanks so much for spending some time on the Scoreboard Show. The Grizzlies with a big win tonight over River Ridge. Coach Trevor Williams, thanks so much for spending some time with us on the Scoreboard Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Go Grizzlies.
All right. Now, that is Coach Trevor Williams. Big win for them. Obviously, beating with a win over River Ridge, that is huge. Chris, thoughts about what Coach Williams has done with that team? They got off to a bumpy start to start the schedule, and they got things turned around. They got some confidence.
Yeah, 5-1 in the region, right? 5-4 overall. That's what you got to see. The teams, Sam, football is increasingly, it seems like every year, more and more about who can show improvement throughout the year. You know, and I think everybody, we build up the season for so long. And you look at Alabama and Florida State in college football, right?
Right.
And you see a game and you're like, man, we built this up all year. Florida State is phenomenal this year. Alabama's way down. Well, that's not really accurate. You know, we do that in high school ball, too. You see Marietta starts 0-4. Trevor's team's 0-3. You know, it's about can they get better? And if your team started out really good, then can they maintain that? Because it's not always going to be as easy as it was that week, you know, when people get film on you. And so it's just more and more about who can be consistent and play 10 weeks in a row, you know, or 10 games over a 12-week period in a row, of consistent football. and it just eventually shakes out. And you see Creekview, you see Marietta, you see teams that, you know, people let that record fool them early in the year. We always say, don't let the record fool you.
Yeah, no.
They, you know, now Sequoia and Creekview, that's a battle, Sam. You know, I used to work at Sequoia when there was no Creekview.
Trevor right.
Williams was a player of mine, you know, at Sequoia.
Wow.
Sequoia and Creekview, that used to be the same school, you know. I split up. So that's a battle now next Friday for with some region championship implications on the line.
Everybody knows everybody. This place is going to be packed.
It's going to be packed. Maybe not Valdosta Lounge packed, but packed.
I think it will be. I think Cherokee County will be watching that one and paying a lot of attention to the outcome of that game coming up next week. My goodness, we talk about some of the games around the state. Well, Warner Robins beat Ware County tonight. Would you like to have been at that game? 48-44.
Yeah, I saw that game.
Warner Robins with the win. How about that?
That's a big win for Warner Robins. You know, they've been a little down by their standards. Ware County's been really good. So, big rig region win for Warner Robins. Yeah, congratulations to the Demons.
And watch out for them. We mentioned North Atlanta was a win. North Atlanta was a winner tonight.
That's a big win for North Atlanta, Sam. You know, West Forsyth's been probably the better team traditionally in that region, but North Atlanta getting a big, big win tonight over a good West Forsyth team.
31-17, North Atlanta's a winner over West Forsyth on a game played tonight. We watched for that one. You, we mentioned something, some games from last night. Who was it? Oh, you know what I mentioned last night? Here they come right on schedule. Hapeville Charter. Hapeville Charter won again. And, we, you know, we always talk about the team and how tough they schedule the front half of their schedule. And in the back end, and here comes Hapeville Charter. They beat Kipp last night, 34-18. And right now, you know, Hapeville Charters, they kind of got things rolling. But we've seen this before.
Yeah, they're one of those teams that you, you know, this is what they do. They schedule tough in the non-region. They start out 1-3 or something. Somebody lets that record fool them. They come back and play hard. This year, they Carver beat them in a region game, but. Yeah, they're a team some people do not want to play in the playoffs.
Yeah, they don't. Dunwoody and Chamblee, that's with the Hall of Fame game because the Hall of Famers, some were there tonight for this game. Some represented, some alums of those schools going to be inducted tomorrow night. 34-7, Dunwoody's a winner over Chamblee tonight. So that was a big win.
That was a big Steve Wallace versus Harris Barton matchup. That's two offensive linemen on all those great San Francisco 49er teams with Joe Montana and Steve Young. One went to Dunwoody, one went to Chamblee, right? Both are getting inducted tomorrow into the Georgia High School Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun evening. We're going to get into that some as well in our next segment and talk about some of the teams, some of the people who are going to be there, and some of the teams that will be represented. And some more scores as well, scoreboard show. We're going to work things up to midnight. And so glad that you've been able to join us for this abbreviated version of the Scoreboard Show. But we packed a lot of information and a lot of content into this time. And so glad you've been able to receive that. And you know what? Coming back, we're going to have more for you. Stay tuned for more. It is the Scoreboard Show. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9 The Game on this Friday night. Glad you're with us for the Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw and our Midtown Atlanta Studios. We've been looking at scores from around the area. We'll run down a few more for you here in our final segment. Remember, scores are brought to you by Fometco Scoreboards. If Fometco Scoreboard can help your school change the game, go to FometcoScoreboards.com. And Chris is going to run down some scores we haven't talked about. Clark Central's a winner tonight, 48-14 over Alcove. We got Lithia Springs, a win over Alexander. Maybe a surprise for some. Lithia Springs winning that one 27-20. Final score in that one. Havercham Central over Appalachia, 38-7. Final in that game. Scroll down to find some more, a couple of more that I wanted to make sure and tell people about. Jefferson's a winner, 31-10 over Cherokee Bluff. White County, 35, Chesterton, 14. And got another one, a couple more that I want to talk about. Oh, look, Temple and Darlington. Temple gets a win, 44-41. A lot of points on the board out there with Coach Nix tonight.
Yeah, Coach Nix been putting some points up. Temple trying to regroup. They started out really hot, kind of dipped a little bit in the middle of the season, trying to get back in a playoff picture there. Big win tonight for Coach Nix and Temple.
Yep, Dutchtown, 7-6 winners over McIntosh. That one, Jones County in overtime over Eagles Landing, 17-10 final in that one. They sweated that one out, had to go to extra frame. Fellowship all over Wesleyan. Fellowship Christian wins that one 41-14, your final in that game tonight. So, Chris, we just, you know, running some games down that we hadn't had a chance to talk about, just getting some scores in. Harrison County's a winner over Bremen tonight, 34-26. So look out in the West Georgia area. Shout out to all the folks out of West Georgia, folks at homecoming tomorrow. They're out there having a good time out there, and I'm, you know, we're over here keeping folks up to date on.
You're going to be stuck with me tomorrow. You can't even go to homecoming.
I'm going to go for a little bit. I'm going to go down for a little. I got to go for a little bit. I'm going to be stuck with you. I'll be with you tomorrow night. That's not being stuck, because what we get to do tomorrow night is an honor, and it is a pleasure, and it's always an amazing evening to stand in the room with all the greatness that has been produced by this state, Chris.
Yeah, it really is. Always one of our favorite days of the year. Put on the baby blue jacket.
Yeah, now. You got it ready?
I got it ready, man. My wife pulled that thing out the closet, dusted it off a little bit, and it's ready for me.
All right. I'm ready to put it on. I'm ready to put it on because we have a
decision. I think we look pretty good in baby blue.
We do. We do. And yeah. You know what? Everybody's going to look good in it tomorrow night. In this class, some of the people we're going to get to see and meet tomorrow night, I can't wait. I mean, some of these people I know, some of these people you know, but then they're the ones that we, you know, get a chance to see. One we really know we're going to get to see is Coach Kirby Smart.
Yeah. Coach Smart was at the games all over the metro area tonight. Got some reports of him at Cambridge's game, the Cambridge and Kale game. Got some reports of him at Douglas County in Chapel Hill. So, and he's going to be at the College Hall of Fame tomorrow with us, with them. Being elected as a player, though, not a coach, Sam, as a player.
Yeah, as a player.
And you got a lot of people know Coach Smart, you know, played for the Bulldogs, right, in the 90s. And if you know, you think about it, if he played for the Georgia Bulldogs, then he must have been a pretty dang good high school player, right?
He's a good player.
And his dad was his coach down at Bainbridge. Sonny Smart was a coach. Kirby was a good football player. And, yeah, excited to have a guy. Maybe if he's not busy on all these Friday nights, you know, he's always got this excuse that he's getting ready for a game.
Yeah,
he does.
We can
get him on the school day segment. You know, maybe when he retires, you know, we can get him on the school day segment. I had to talk to him about that.
We'll talk with him about that. But some people we've had on the school day segment is going to be there. Reggie Wilkes, played at Southwest Atlanta. He's been on the school day segment.
He's been on there. How about Cam Newton? He's been
on. Cam Newton's been on. You know, he was on this. He and George Rogers were on the same night.
On the same night. Two Heisman Trophy winners.
We couldn't believe.
One show.
You know what
that was before. That was pre-Dom. You know, Dom may not know about that one.
That was a big one. That was a big one to have those guys. Keith Brookin's been on the scoreboard show as well.
Yeah, he has. And Harris Barton and Steve Wallace, right?
Steve Wallace had him on. Kurt McGill was on several weeks ago out of Brookwood. Going to go in this time. Fabian Walker out of Americas has also been a school day's
guest. Yeah, we had Fabian on. He was great. He was on with Garrett and I a few weeks ago. Sam, you know, our Bulldog fans here are going to really – the like old school, not the new Bulldog fans that just jumped on the bandwagon, but the legit like 40-year, 50-year Bulldog fans
are
going to be really excited, as one of our people going in this year is Lindsey Scott.
Yeah.
And what they do is they assign one of us to walk them around, okay?
Yeah.
So I got Robert Edwards, great player, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
So, but Lindsey Scott is getting walked around by Buck Ballou.
He ain't going to throw the pass to him again, is he?
Are we going to get to see a recreation?
And this is Florida week. We coming into Georgia Florida week, right?
I mean, look, yeah. So, I mean, you know, I mean, that's something, right?
It is. It truly is.
Buck Ballou to Lindsey Scott, that's like a thing for the Bulldogs, the real Bulldog fans. Like I said, any of these Bulldog fans that don't know what I'm talking about, they get out of here. Get out of here with that.
These Johnny come latelys.
These Johnny come latelys. But, yeah, a big class for Georgia Tech, big class for Georgia. We mentioned Robert Edwards, great player for Bulldogs. Colvin Rudolph, great player for the Jackets.
Yep, absolutely. There's some great representative of Yellow Jackets. We got Keith Brookett, and he's been on. We had trouble piping him down because he got busy telling stories. But he kept on referring to East Coweta as Little O' East Coweta. It ain't Little O' East Coweta.
It ain't Little anymore. Yeah, he ain't been in a while, I don't guess.
We're just Little O' East Coweta. I said, no, Keith, you know, you ain't been to Sharpsburg lately, man. There's so many folks down there now. But that's just it, though. It was great to have him on and have him talk about it. Looking forward to seeing Brooke tomorrow night as well. So, I mean, yes, the group is tremendous. Cam Newton's in this group. Willie Gault, you know, who I'm looking forward to seeing and talking with, you know, from Griffin. We talked about Griffin and the great tradition they have there, and he's a part of that great tradition at Griffin High School. And he's going to be here along with Freddie Gilbert, another Georgia Bulldog. Knox Culpepper, another Georgia Bulldog, going to be going in tomorrow night. It's just a tremendous list of folks who are going to be going in. And we got kicker. We got a kicker. We got Chris Gardocki.
We got a kicker.
Yeah, man.
We got a kicker
got a kicker in the Hall of Fame, man.
My goodness. That's a whole segment in itself.
he's part of that Hall of Intimidation out there at Redan High School. When you walk to the front door,
I've been in there.
It's that Hall of Intimidation, man. Got him one side and Kevin Butler the other day. They got that out there.
Yeah, I've been there. I did a clinic there a few years ago, and I saw exactly what you did. You had told me about it, but I saw it with my own two eyes. So, Sam, you know, you actually emcee some of this, and you're emceeing Willie Gault and Chris Gardocki. I'm looking at your list here, but the premier person you're probably emceeing is talking about Walt Frazier.
Man, you're talking about it, you know.
Walt Frazier.
And a lot of people just
is this the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Basketball? No, this is a Football Hall of Fame. The man.
So we're talking about Walt Frazier as a football player. A lot of people don't know that.
Man was a baller down in Fourth Ward back in the day at old David T. Howard High School in the early 60s. He was a fantastic, great, and flirted with an idea of actually going to play college football. Decided to go basketball instead. He was just that type of a ball player, just that versatile.
I say he made the right choice. I
think
he did all right.
You know, well, you know, we already had, and I want to see if he shows up tomorrow. You know, we already have one high school Hall of Famer who was a Heisman Trophy winner and chose to go and play point guard for the Knicks. In Charlie Ward. Right, who's already in the Hall of Fame. So,
and he came back last year. He comes back most years.
Yeah,
and watches. So yeah, he'll probably be there with us. It is an honor to be with so many good players, and just to see. I think what stands out to me, Sam, is, and you're going down this list, and you're talking about Harris Bart. You're talking about Steve Wallace. You're talking about Robert Edwards, Willie Gault. You know, Cam Newton. You're talking about guys that. You know, Sterling Sharp, Pro Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about dominant players, and this is the third group. No, the fourth group, right?
Right.
That we put in. The fourth group.
And there's still more.
There's still more. What I'm saying is, it's just so many that roster is so deep of just really, really good high school football players in Georgia. And, you know, I'll kind of end with this one, but you're talking about seeing somebody like Isaiah Crowell.
Yeah.
You're talking about Greg Reed.
Yep.
These are a little more modern, but these are some dominant high school football players. I mean, some dominant high school football players. If you got to see Greg Reed play, or you got to see Isaiah Crowell, I mean, these were dominant high school ball players.
Absolutely, absolutely. Carlos Rogers out of Butler down in the Augusta area, and Josh Nesbitt, Greene County. This is a phenomenal group tomorrow night. Takes place at the College Football Hall of Fame, and we look forward to it each and every year. And, you know, we really do, folks. And you know, Chris talks bad about the sport coat, but, you know, we wear the sport coat because we get a chance to be there.
I love it. All I say is I appreciate him giving me one because there was no way in hell I was going to earn one. You know, I was just all right as a player, so I appreciate him giving me one, you know.
Oh, we get a chance to talk about it and celebrate it, so I'm glad we get a chance to be a part of it, part of the process of selecting those who go into the Hall of Fame and then get a chance to spend this magical evening where we get a lot of stories are told and recounted. And it's always great to see the folks who are being inducted. And like you said, those who've been inducted in the first three classes decide to come back and be a part of it again. I think that's the truly thing. And we got some high school teams that are being recognized. And it's always neat to see the teams, the current teams, representing some of the schools of the inductees. That's always cool, too. So several teams usually show up for this. And it's great for them to come in and share in that connection of community. You know, we talked about that tonight and what that means. We heard Coach Carson talked about that down at Lovejoy and what that team means to that community when they play on Friday night. And so, you know, we're going to get to see a little bit of that tomorrow night, too.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. It really is a good time, and it really is an honor to be a part of it, Sam. I appreciate it. It's something we do together and something I always look forward to every year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's something we enjoy doing as we get set for one more week of regular season play. Man, and we got some great ones lined up coming up for next week, Chris, to finish up the regular season. Obviously, the big main event is way down in South Georgia. Of course, they'll kick it off at 8 o'clock. They don't care what time the rest of the state kicks their games off. They're going to kick that thing off at 8 o'clock. We're talking about Wintersville, right?
That's all right. Hawks play next week, too. We'll be on late. We got plenty of time for them.
We got time to get that
thing off late as they want.
They can do that. We'll do that. We can wait them out. There are some other guys, other games to watch next week. Douglas County is going to play Carrollton. That's another one we're going to want to be in. How about that, right?
Now they're going to need that. Both them teams are going to need a week off after that.
You're going to see that.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. There's some good games next week, Sam. It's going to be some really intriguing matchups. It's going to be a really exciting week to follow and, regroup and then get ready for the playoffs.
Absolutely. We're going down, running down the list here. I'm looking as Marist plays Tucker. Tucker beat St. Pius tonight. You got Milton and Roswell. You mentioned that earlier. That's going to be one next week that people are going to want to watch. This is some really good, great high school football. Sandy Creek and Troop. Don't you want to be on a fly on the wall for that one?
Some athletes out there, Sam. Some players on both sides.
Yep, absolutely.
Players.
Absolutely. Stevenson's got a nice test next week, too. They got Douglas. And Douglas is going to have a little something to say. I think that's going to
be. Who you got, Dom?
Uh-oh, here we go. Drum roll.
Take a guess.
Douglas.
Wrong again.
Damn, I don't know how I missed that one.
How'd you miss that one, Chris? Oh, you know what he's going to do. You know what he's going to do with that one. We're going to see. That's going to be one of the other big ones coming up next Friday night. So those things we're looking forward to. Also, Hebron Christian and Prince Avenue.
That's a state champ preview, maybe.
It really is.
It is a matchup from last year that was for the state championship, and it could also be one for again.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're watching those games that are coming up next week in the final week of the regular season. Before I go, I got to let you know, you sent me something. You've been, and we're following high school football in Georgia, but you're keeping an eye on a certain team north of the border, right?
Yeah. I've been working with a team in South Carolina a little bit. Heathwood Hall, the team in South Carolina, got a coach named Tymir Zimmerman. Man, he's doing a great job. He reached out. I started, I just talked to him a few times a month, check in on him here and there, try and do a little consulting. And, I'm really proud of them. They got a win tonight. They're 7-2. It's their best record through 9 games in 17 years. Really happy for him. He's a good guy, and they got a good program up there. Heathwood Hall, South Carolina. My man Tymir Zimmerman, 7-2, baby.
Well, we got to watch out for them. Look, and you know what, folks? There we go, right? And that's what Chris does. You know, he's not on the sidelines anymore, but he just found a way to scratch the itch.
I coach him up a little bit, give him a tidbit here and there, and then, they take it and do the hard work now. I just make jokes with you guys. They doing the hard work.
No, but great stuff. Great stuff, Chris. That is fantastic. And I'm sure the folks up there in South Carolina are thrilled what that team is doing and the role you get a chance to play with them. So great stuff. But you know what? We got another week of the regular season to go, and we just mentioned some fantastic games that are coming up. We're going to get ready. It's going to be nice and chill. You're going to get that hot chocolate, and you're going to bundle up and go out to these games for the final week of the regular season. That's what's coming up, Chris.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Thanks tonight to Day-Day Lewis, Damian Day-Day Lewis, Eric Slaughter, and Garrett Chapman for doing exemplary work, for giving us updates. Dom Jarosky. Fantastic on the other side of the glass. And Chris, always great. I'll see you in less than 24 hours.
Yes, sir.
In downtown for the Scoreboard Show. Back here Sunday morning with Greg Clarkson at 9 o'clock. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Scoreboard Show, the Ingalls High School Scoreboard Show, and on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.